So how much would you pay to float above the Earth for a few hours? A company called Worldview Experience is hoping the answer is $75,000. That's how much they are charging for a ride on a pressurized capsule that will float a little less than 19 miles above the surface of the Earth. Alan Boyle is the science editor for NBCNews.com. Alan Boyle, good to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
So you won't technically be in space proper. You'll just be on the edge of it, right?
Well, that's right. It'll look pretty much like space from that perspective. It'll be about 19 miles up, and you can see the black sky of space over the blue Earth. So it'll be pretty fun. You're not going to go weightless or anything, but it'll be a fantastic view, and you'll be able to look at it for, as you say, several hours.
So this Worldview Experience could be ready for launch as early as 2015. What's the technology?
Well, it's more like 2016, and they say more like the end of 2016.
Ah.
And it's a high-altitude balloon, thin polyethylene film, helium-filled with a gondola hanging from it. If you remember Felix Baumgartner's big jump, the sky jump that he took, he took a jump from a gondola that's very much like it, just a couple of miles farther up. So that is what you'd be facing. Hopefully you won't have to jump from that height, though.
How do you come down?
Well, they try to let you down gently. They do have a parasail attached to the gondola, and so when you get to a certain point, that parasail is going to take over and supposedly you sail down to a landing back at the launch site. But it can be tricky. They're still working out the technical details of all this. They're just getting into the development. It was just because they had to deal with the FAA and had an FAA filing that they unveiled the concept at this time.
I see. So you and eight other people are going to be in this gondola. You're up for 2 hours, and then that's a big parasail to bring you down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that is something that you would want to make sure you were concerned about. With the FAA rules for what the FAA is doing is they're regulating this like a space flight. And so it's not going to be as ironclad as, for example, you're going up in an airplane. To some extent, you fly at your own risk. And so that's something to keep in mind. Of course, safety is first in these sorts of things, but it is a different regime from what you see for your airplane flight.
So according to the FAA, 30 kilometers is sort of the technical beginning of space. Is that right?
And no, that's an interesting point, that 30 kilometers is not. It's more like 100 kilometers is the internationally accepted definition. The FAA stayed away from saying whether or not this is actually space, but they said that they would regulate it like a spacecraft because you're facing conditions that are very similar to what you would face if you went further up.
Like what?
If you didn't have a pressurized capsule surrounding you, you wouldn't last very long.
Your blood would boil?
Well, who knows? You can imagine all sorts of nightmares from movies like Gravity and that sort of thing, but you would probably freeze into a little people-sickle.
Yeah, all right. Well, you get to be 19 miles above the Earth, though. How does this compare to the other space tourism ventures that are out there? They offer the same thing?
They offer something a little bit different. This is $75,000 for going up to 19 miles. For $95,000, X-Core Aerospace says it can fly you up to 62 miles. That's 100 kilometers. And you would have a few minutes of weightlessness, and you would have a view that maybe is even a little better than what you'd see from a balloon. So it's a trade-off. You don't go as high. You don't get the weightlessness feeling. Virgin Galactic is a very similar ride where you are blasted up on a rocket plane. It's like a roller coaster ride. You stay up there, get maybe 4 to 6 minutes of weightlessness, and then you come back down, and you are officially in outer space. This, you've got a longer experience. You can really stand back and enjoy it from your window a little bit longer, but you don't go quite as high. So it's interesting. You get some differentiation in the market. You've got all these luxury experiences that you can sign on to, depending on what your druthers are.
You know, the author of a book about Jeff Bezos said that he was looking fit because he's looking to go into space. Blue Origin's got something going soon?
Yeah, it's interesting. About the same time that the WorldView balloon goes up, it may well be that Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin suborbital spaceship will go up as well, and so you'll have another choice. Blue Origin kind of flies under the radar, so to speak, but I'm betting that Jeff will take a ride on that craft. He's probably not going to be the first one on the spaceship, though.
So, Alan, would you go if you got a chance to go on a balloon into space?
I say that I would. Yeah, I would. The balloon, I think, is rock solid. You know, that's something that doesn't really push the envelope, so to speak, all that much. The spaceship, I say that I would go up. When push came to shove, I'd have to see how I felt, because there is a little bit more risk involved with that.
Yeah. Well, we'll all get in line. Alan Boyle, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
Alan Boyle is the science editor for NBCNews.com. You can read about some of these stories at the website. I'm Steve Scherr.